In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Happy Father's Day. I hope you guys remember that, because a lot of people just keep forgetting Father's Day for some reason. But we didn't forget about fathers, and we have a nice gift for them in the end, God willing. Today, the readings actually spoke about the power of the Holy Spirit and healing. You know, the readings during this season in general talks about the Holy Spirit a lot and the power of the Holy Spirit. And particularly today spoke about the power of healing. It's very important to know that. There were like three healings in today's readings. In Vespers was the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. And today in the book of Acts, there was the healing of the paralyzed by St. Paul, and of course the gospel, it was the healing of the paralyzed man. Three miracles of healings. And the power of the Holy Spirit given to us, the children of God, has so many gifts and has so many power. One of them, and actually I want to say the most important one of them, is the power of healing. When the Holy Spirit filled the disciples, he gave them authority to work healings and miracles. So they would heal people, and not only physical healing, but hopefully physical healing leading to spiritual and inner healing at the same time. And that's how Christianity spread, that it is the religion of healing. Anywhere the apostles, anywhere the disciples were there, people were healed. And today, the Lord came to give this ultimate power of healing, as I said. You know, the work of the Lord Jesus on earth was mainly that. I'm just going to quote something from the book of Isaiah that was quoted again in Luke 4. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." How are these good tidings? And he explains, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." That no one is sick, no one is miserable anymore, no one is in a prison or the bondage or in addiction. No one is down. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit in anyone's life. Healing from sin, as I said, healing from addiction, from hatred, from resentment, from hurt, from things from within. Some of them I might see, I may be able to see, and some of them I might not be able to see. But that's the work of the Holy Spirit, this healing. And the result of this healing is total peace. And that's the amazing peace that God has given to his children. So Christianity is all about healing. Our Savior is the greatest physician. And everyone who meets him has to experience that power of healing. That the person himself might be healed and extend actually healing to others. Let me give you two quick examples. One of them is the Samaritan woman. If you remember, she met with the Lord. She spoke to him a little bit. And he did a huge miracle with her. Just sitting on a well changed her life completely. She opened up, she got the sin out, she felt freed from the slavery of sin, she felt forgiven, and the very same day she left out and actually she preached Christ to others, and she preached healing to others. What is this? Someone experiencing the power of healing with Christ just for a normal sitting with him. Same thing, St. Paul in a different way. When he was also persecuting Christians, his heart was very darkened. He was full of hatred towards them. He's persecuting, he's killing people. And all of a sudden, the light of Christ shined upon him. And he changed 180 degrees. And he became a person who is preaching Christ to others. He himself was healed from his darkness and then extended healing to others. We say that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the comforter. What is the meaning of comforter? It's the healer. The one who gives healing, gives peace from inside, gives total comfort whenever he takes away any bad thing from within. Internal healing, that's the main work of the Holy Spirit. You know, when we come to church, before the liturgy, we pray Matins prayer. It's like Vespers, but Matins prayer. And all, you know, as usual, we start with the Thanksgiving prayer, as we start all church prayers with Thanksgiving. Right after Thanksgiving prayer, the very first prayer in every liturgy is the Litany of Sick. The Litany of the Sick is a prayer for the sick, physically, and psychologically and spiritually, all levels. And we tell him, you are the physician of our souls, bodies, and spirit. Heal us. We need you. We need this power. We need this healing. As I said, what Jesus did with the Samaritan woman and with St. Paul in particular, it was internal healing. Nothing was physical, nothing from outside, because the real healing comes really from inside, not from outside. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that God is not able to heal physically from outside, because God does, and the three miracles that I gave you today, they were all physical healing. But physical healing without internal healing is useless. Is useless. Because the sickness would go away, but there might be another problem. When the problem is from within, all kind of problems will stem out of that. Not only physical, but many other things, many other problems. But the problem is, there is a disease inside, and the Lord came to heal that. You could call it sin, you could call it personality habits, you could call it anything you want to call it, but in the end, there is a problem from within, and only him can heal that. Physical healing, I believe that God really allowed medicine to advance very much as a kind of physical healing. But as much as medicine advanced and physical healing is much, much more possible now, as much as inner healing is becoming impossible now and is becoming very, very hard. Yes, we see people much better physically, but much worse emotionally and brokenhearted, and that's increasing day after day. What does that mean? It means we need this inner healing that comes from God. We all need healing, all of us, every single day. Because guess what? As long as we live in this world, we will be contaminated. And our hearts will be contaminated daily. And the problems will always stem from within. Problems will never come from the outside in, but it will be always from the inside out. Because I assure you, if I have total peace from within, no matter how bad things are from the outside, I have strength. And I have energy to fight and to battle. I see people with different kind of problems or sickness every single day. And I'm telling you, the physical sickness was not the worst one of them. It's not the cancer. And it's not the chronic disease. And it's not the pain that needs pain management. But what's really hard and takes all the sympathy is the sickness and the brokenheartedness that's from within. Who can heal within except God himself? You know that God said that he is the healer. He is our healer. He said it many times in the Bible. One of them, he said, I am the Lord who heals you. It's my job. No one else can do it. Try medicine. Try therapy. Try whatever you want to try. Two people with the same sickness, with the same diagnosis, with the same everything, they take the medicine. One is healed, one is not. Why? Because I'm the Lord, your healer. I'm the Lord who tells you when you are healed, when you're not. I am the one who heals you, not the medicine. I allow the medicine to heal you or not. But I'm not talking about this as much as I'm talking from the inside. Psalm 103 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and who heals all your diseases." You will be mistaken if you are suffering from anything, especially the inside, as I'm saying, and you're going to anyone else to heal you. So often, I see us waiting on people, on circumstances, on events to give us comfort from inside. But it won't. Why? Because I am the Lord who heals you. It's my job. I'm the only one who can get in the deep, inmost inner things, and I can touch it with my grace, and I can heal. What does it take to experience healing? The first is, I need to realize that I am sick. Many challenges, problems that we face comes from inner sicknesses that I don't admit, or maybe I don't recognize or realize that is there. But the soul is sick, and because of that, things are happening from the outside. Let me give you some examples. Some problems at home, marital problems, whatever, where is it coming from? It's not coming from disagreement. It's not coming from differences, because all kind of differences could be worked out. But it's mainly coming from resentment, from lack of forgiveness. Any two people in the world can get along if they want to, if they choose to. But the problem is, that's not the problem. The problem is resentment. No, and this is the limit, and this is it, and that's what I accept, what I don't accept. What destroys is not the disagreements and the differences. It's the resentment, it's the lack of forgiveness. It's the selfishness. If you want to put all the problems or the cause of most of the problems in homes and in marriages, it would come down to this word, selfishness. So who would heal this from inside? How can you make someone selfish to grow up and to be unselfish? Tell me. Take classes? Go to counseling? What do you do for a selfish person to change? Anyone has a solution for that? It's only the Lord. He's the only one who can get in and can help with that. And he said, I will help you. But when you follow me, you gotta deny yourself and follow me. Another example is work problems. Maybe the boss is mean, he's not a good guy, crazy lady, that's fine. But maybe if you look a little bit deeper from within, maybe you'll find some greed, some comparison, some envy. I'm talking about you, about myself. So sometimes, yes, you could change the job. But I think what's important is changing the attitude. Because no matter how many jobs you change, you're going to face the same problem if I really have a problem from inside. We all have these kind of problems, we know it or not, and these need healing. It needs the healer to heal that. Let alone the depression, the anxiety, the loneliness, and all of this coming from many, many, many different things, from insecurity, from lack of faith, which is a disease that needs healing also. The lack of faith, lack of trusting in God. So, what I'm trying to say in the end is sometimes what I have is not a problem from the outside, but maybe it's internal. Some of the problems we have actually coming from a spiritual warfare. You're fought by the devil all the time. Do you recognize that? And while we're fought, we get hurt. You know, if you were with us during the campaign of the spiritual warfare, we said that he threw us with the fiery darts. St. Paul says that in Ephesians 6. So some of these fiery darts that he's throwing at us, sometimes it hurt us. It gets to us. It gets to us. These darts, one of them gets to me. And it pollutes my thoughts. And I start to think in a completely weird, different, sinful way that I've never used to think. That's why the Bible says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You were thrown with an idea, and this idea destroyed you, disturbed you. What do you need? You need healing, because the enemy got you. A lot of times I hear people blaming themselves or blaming others. When it's not their fault, it's like exactly blaming someone who's sick. Come on, can you blame someone who's sick? You deserve this, and you did this upon yourself. And if you were healthy, and if you were walking 2 hours every day, that could have happened to you. If you do this, and you do that, and if you eat healthy, come on, you don't tell that to someone who's sick. And many sickness doesn't come from this. A lot of times we do that to ourselves. We beat up ourselves very, very, very hard while we're sick. I need help. I don't need someone to beat me on the head because I'm hurt, because I'm having a problem, a disease that I cannot heal. Only God can heal. Who can know what's in the heart? That's why David says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way of everlasting life. Search me. I don't know what's inside. One thing I know. Look at this verse. That my heart is deceitful above all things. Very deceitful. Will deceive me. Will tell me the wrong thing. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? Only him. So, instead of judging myself and judging others and beating myself and beating others, just tell him, am I sick? Is there something wrong with me? Is there a disease in the soul that you need to heal? And of course, the second step after realizing that and after asking God is asking God to heal us. After asking us to show me what's inside of me, the second is to ask for healing. Once he realizes, I have to be on my knees and ask him, trusting him only. Because sometimes I know I have a problem, but my reaction to this, okay, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll try harder and I'll try different issues and I'll get some books and I'll go to seminars. Very good. But these are not the sources of healing. He is the source of healing. What would heal lustful heart from inside? There's nothing except the holiness of God touches me. Exactly what happened was Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet went to pray. His heart was dirty. He saw the glory of God. He said, I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be a prophet. I don't deserve to be in your presence. I'm dirty. What did God say? He told him, yeah, you're a bad guy. Get out of here. You don't deserve to be here. He said, no. He said, yes, I know. But I have a solution for you. And then he got the coal from the altar, put it in his mouth, and he said, you're cleansed now. What did Isaiah do? He cried to God. He said, I'm dirty. I don't deserve to be in your presence. I can't afford it. And God said, don't worry, I have the solution for you. But I have to ask. And I have to ask specifically for this to be healed. Specifically for this lust, for this pride, for this ego, for this resentment, for this lack of forgiveness. Please touch it with your hands that I may be healed. One person was blind, obviously blind, and he was begging Jesus to help him. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? He's blind. Well, guess what? And Jesus is asking, what do you want me to do for you? Ask. Say exactly what you want me to do. And the blind man said to him, Rabuni, that I may receive my sight. I need help here. Touch this area. Specifically here. That's where I need your help. If you read the Psalms, pray the Psalms, as the church teaches us to use the Agbay and pray the Psalms, it's full of Psalms and prayer for healing. It's like, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. You know what it means by my bones are troubled? You know when a disease comes all the way to the bone, that's it. Why? Because this is the inner, this is the inside. What, once it gets to the bone, that's it. That's very bad. He said, like my inner thing, my inside is bad, is evil. Heal this, clean that. And also in other Psalms, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Isn't this a beautiful prayer? When is the last time I prayed this prayer? Lord, thank you. You healed me. The thing is, if I don't experience that healing, I will never be able to pass it on to others. That's how Christianity spread, that the Lord healed me. And I'm expanding that to others. I tasted that. I experienced that myself. And then I'm telling others about God's miracles in my life. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul and sight, for I have sinned against you. Well, you need forgiveness. He said, no, I need healing. It's dirty from inside. It needs to change. And no one can ever do it but him. When you ask God to heal the inside, you're saying to him, I believe you can do it. I trust you. I believe in you. When you don't ask, you're telling God, I'm sorry, you can't help me. I'll do my best to help myself. That's what it is. One of the miracles that was read today says, in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a crippled from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed. St. Paul saw in him that he has faith to be healed. I hope this is our prayer, that I have faith to be healed. That I'm going to him with all my power, with all my strength. I have no plan B. It's you and only you, and you have to change this dirty heart. You have to change this heart, or else it will be a problem for everyone. You gotta understand that healing comes only from God. And it always starts from within. So let's bring everything to his presence. The anxiety, the trouble, everything. And telling him, heal us. Wanna tell you this verse also when it says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Let your request be made to God. Let your anxiety be put in front of God daily. Daily. All the time. Let your insecurities be made known to God. Let these troubles be put under his feet every single day. And the third is, when I experience this healing, I have to give this to others. St. Paul wasn't silent about God's miracles in his life. And the Samaritan woman was the same, preaching the love of God and the ability of God to heal. When God heals me, I start to notice people's hurts. And I ask and I offer them the Lord's help and the Lord's forgiveness and the Lord's love. And I tell them, guess what? I was the same. I was blind and now I see. I was sick and the Lord healed me. He is true. He's real. He does heal. But we have to experience that in order to give it to others. We need to offer the Lord's healing to others with confidence. A lot of times I see people who are tired, sick, weak, troubled, and no one to comfort them. Why? We have Christ. Why can't we comfort them? Because I'm not confident. I'm not sure if He can give them healing or not. I'm not sure if He can really heal the inside, if He can work something in their heart or not. No, offer the Lord with confidence. I will leave you with this verse that was said actually at the beginning of the gospel today. It said, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by. Pharisees and teachers of the law. People don't believe. People have so many problems from within. Matthew 23 is full of woes to these people. They were dirty from inside, but perfect from inside, from outside. They were sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. The scribes and Pharisees, were they healed? Were they healed? No. They didn't believe. They were not healed of their hypocrisy. They were not healed of their wickedness from inside. Why? Because they didn't know that they're sick. They didn't realize that they need healing. They never asked for healing. They wanted to watch. So what's the next miracle? So what you're going to do next? Okay, tell us more teaching. Let's hear. When you're coming to the presence of God today, don't be like the scribes and Pharisees coming, spectator to watch. What's happening? What is the Lord going to do? What are we going to hear? But come as sick. Because the power of the Lord is present for our healing every single day. It's amazing how He's offering this every single day. Ask. Tell Him, "That's I need you as a physician. I need your healing. I am sick. The inside is bad. Needs to be changed. It needs to be cleansed." Every single day we need that. And every single day we need to enjoy God's healing. There's nothing more amazing in life than at the end of your day, you clean the inside. You take a spiritual shower and you put everything before Him. And tell Him, "These are my dirt. This is my laundry. I don't want to sleep dirty. I want to let everything out. And I want you to heal me and to cleanse me." It's an amazing feeling that no day will pass away that I'm behind in God's knowledge and I'm behind in God's love and I'm far away and I feel dirty and I feel guilty and I feel all of this where I'm sick and all what I need is the healing and the power of the Lord is present to heal us. Let's hold on to this. It's a great promise. He is the physician, and we got to use His power. The power of the Holy Spirit has given us. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed are they in truth.